Hey, David. What are you doing up there?
I'm sitting in front of the Oakland Federal Building with a giant yellow banner just across the front entrance that says, "No U.S. guns for Israel's occupation, globalized liberation, indymedia.org."
How long have you been up there?
We've been up here for exactly 2 hours, and inside there's, I believe, about 30, 40 people who are occupying the lobby of the Oakland Federal Building with demands calling on the U.S. government to end its support for Israel's occupation of Palestine, to end, stop sending the over $3 billion a year for guns there. And we're doing this while Israeli General Sharon is meeting with Bush, while people in the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem are still locked in, being picked off by sniper fire. We're basically here to support activists in Israel and Palestine who are trying to stop the bloody assault on Palestine.
How do you think the media has been treating this issue, and do you think that the general public understands?
We're up here because we don't have access, we can't afford to buy politicians, and we don't own the media. And so other than some alternative media, we're forced to take direct action and do what we can to try and force the issue. And we believe if we're able to create a genuine social dialogue, and this is our way of injecting ourselves in one-sided social dialogue, that the majority of people will agree with us.
It's great that you're out here today, because in that building over there, there's another very high-profile issue being dealt with in the court. What are the connections in terms of the war on terrorism and what's going on with Judy Berry versus the United States of America?
The connections are people trying to run their own communities and basically two different worldviews. The same mindset that ravages old-growth ecosystems in the North Coast is the same mindset and ideology and centralized power structures of governments and corporations that are destroying Palestinian people right now. And the whole reason that the U.S. is sending $3 billion a year there, more than all other countries combined, is to maintain control of cheap oil to fuel globalization and a dead-end death trap of a global economy, same global economy that's destroying our old-growth ecosystems. So they're doing it both through burning oil and brutalizing people, whether in Palestine or the North Coast, to stand up to them.
What's it going to take for us to be able to get our point across without going through 12 years of trying to sue the FBI or climbing pillars for hours and hanging banners?
What it's going to take is it's very clear that one community can't win, that all our struggles for liberation are intimately interconnected, and we need, and there's a process happening throughout much of the world of a global social revolution to fundamentally rearrange social relations so that neither corporations nor centralized governments are making decisions, but instead there's a widespread social movements from below. I just came back from Israel and Palestine 3 weeks ago, and I was trying to get food into Ramallah, and people from all over the world were standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people and the radical opposition in Israel while trying to get food into Ramallah. 3,000 of us were beaten, tear gassed, and attacked. There with Jose Bove from the French Peasant Confederation. As I arrived in the airport, there were Direct Action Network people from New York, Yabasta folks from Italy, who also snuck into Arafat's compound, and also in the compound was people from the Landless Peasant Movement in Brazil. So there is a global liberation movement. Our message here to the U.S. State Department, who we're talking to right now as I talk to you, is first to stop sending guns and very limited demands, but ultimately the U.S. is a global minority. We're becoming more and more isolated, marginalized, as more and more people of the world realize that having a global economic and political system run for the profit of a few isn't working. And I think even further, people are realizing that political parties and nation states are a dead end, that as in Israel with the Jewish people, as well as many other places, the organization structure of nation states always leads to militarism, a centralization of power, and the destruction of our communities and ecosystems.